Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
B-Pod Studios.
By the way, Hattie, I like...
He's the calming voice of the Midday Show.
You're siding with Pekin. Hey, shut up! I'm going to ask you a question, dumbass!
Hardy.
I've never seen him snap like that.
On Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, back to Sounds of Sunday here. We have a couple to get to from... the Patriots game yesterday. Are you ready?
Yes.
Beetle, you asked if there's anything pregame?
Yeah, just prior to kickoff, maybe?
Right before kickoff.
Okay.
Bob Soucy and Scott Zolak were talking about the keys to the game. There was a metaphor.
So doesn't remember it already.
I don't remember it already.
I heard it too.
Get after this guy. The recipe for a win is there today. How are you going to cook the damn dinner? Let's put it together. Start the stove. Light that fire. Start boiling that water. Hey, let's go get his toe.
What's your sense of the confidence of all the line cooks on this Patriots team right now? The guys that got to go out there and actually produce the meal for the chefs in the kitchen.
They got to show you.
See, I heard it happen, and it's in the moment, and I'm not going to fault Bob on this, but I thought more about this metaphor. So, Belichick is the head chef.
Yeah.
He's got... a couple of sous chefs right now in Matt Patricia, Joe Judge.
Judge is a busboy.
A couple other. All the other.
You went there first.
Okay, but make him a line cook at least, right?
Yeah.
All the cooks are the guys coaching. What are the players in the restaurant metaphor? They're not eating the meal. What are they doing?
Where's the waiter with the towel?
They might be the servers.
Yeah.
They're the servers.
They are the front facing. Servers.
Front of house.
The question is, do they just bring the meal out and like throw it in front of you, or do they properly like reach around, you know, to lay the plate down?
Excuse me?
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you go to a fancy restaurant,
they
serve you from behind, and they put the plate down ahead. You know, you don't just bring the plate over and stick it down in front of you. You like, lean over. You reach around and put the plate.
No, there's an appropriate reach.
There's appropriate placement.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is it appropriate to reach onto someone else's plate and maybe take,
a tortilla chip?
Yeah, just a small amount of a side item. For example, a sandwich with a side of chips. Would you reach in and take a chip off of that plate?
We used to do dinners with friends.
Without asking.
We don't do dinners anymore.
Oh.
Because there's certain couples like we would go out with that are sharers. And like to, like, hey, give me a bite. Oh, what do you have? The Vilparn? Give me a taste of that. And they'll, like, cut a piece and we'll pass it around. And there's also this one guy, like, don't touch my effing food. Like, I'm ordering my meal. I'm not giving it to you.
Which group do you not want to go out with? The ones that say, don't touch my effing meal or ones that want to share?
That one.
You like the sharing.
If I order something and it's
not
great.
With permission, you're looking for that.
If I order something that's not great and I see, oh, that looks, here, have a taste.
Right.
It's not like I'm taking my fork. Now, I have friends with people that take the fork and actually just cut a piece of maybe your meatball off.
Without asking.
Because that's what they do.
It has to be offered up.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody feels that way.
Some people are entitled.
There's someone in the building. There's someone who's on game trips, and this person is an outlaw when it comes to taking food that is not offered to him.
Let me try it. Give me some of that.
That's more than I got.
Can we get more bread?
You just took that chip.
He's a dipper, too. He's a double dipper.
Hardy was stunned.
I was stunned. One more here. Wouldn't be a Scott Zolak moment if he wasn't screwing up at Duncan Reed in some way. So here we go.
Come on, second half. Take advantage of it. All right, folks, don't forget, Duncan is all ready for you to fall hard.
Okay.
That right there got me.
I know what this is. I've done a similar read.
I got tongue-tied here.
And it's,
Duncan Pumpkin?
It's the spicy... new flavor spice. I can't recall. All right, folks, don't forget, Dunkin' is all ready for you to fall hard.
I believe it's already ready for you to fall hard is how the copy reads.
Yeah,
but okay, we're okay so far.
Which means it's time for you to get your fall fresh. So grab a new Blood Orange Dunkin' Refresher. Blood Orange and cranberry flavors mixed with fall spices. That sounds really yummy.
Hey, Zoe, it goes back to when Chuck Knoll took over the Steelers.
Yep. What?
Yeah, and he told his team. I'm not going to comment on that. I don't comment on...
Chuck Knoll.
It does sound yummy. You're talking about a sponsor now.
No, spices.
Knoll told his team, look...
What?
I don't know why he went down.
What the hell was that?
I wasn't hammering the sponsor.
You said it sounded good.
I was laughing at me getting tongue-tied. Okay. Which means it's time for you to get your fall fresh. So grab a new Blood Orange Dunkin' Refresher.
You know what?
Now back to Chuck Knoll.
You read that 10 times fast, Hardy.
He told his team. I'm not going to comment on that. I don't comment on...
Chuck Knoll.
It does sound yummy. You're talking about a sponsor now.
I am. I'm lost. Zoe, in the pantheon of bad Dunkin' reads, that one's nowhere near.
What was the all timer I had a year or two ago? Which one was it? It's when they get very creative with their seasonal, verbiage.
Like pumpkin dunk? It? I thought it was Dunkin' Pumpkin.
Pumpkin is when he was trying to say pumpkin.
Get snapping or get.
I was going to say, the read I had yesterday for Dunkin' in pregame was about falling hard for Dunkin' and the signature spice latte thing.
Yeah, I was doing a game.
Pumpkin Dunkin'. Dunkin' pumpkin.
Get your pumpkin on or get your Dunkin' on or get smacked. I don't know. Something.
Get your pumpkin.
I tell you what, my kid loves their pumpkin muffins.
You know what?
Buy extra and put them in Ziploc bags, keep them fresh for the week. Like, I buy them in bulk.
They give you a discount?
No. Sometimes our Dunkin', they sell out quick, the pumpkin muffins. So if I get there and there's like five of them, I'll take all five.
So you've moved on from meat and toilet paper hoarding to pumpkin munchkin hoarding.
When you find it, yes, and there's straws.
Yes.
Folks, don't forget, pick your Dunkin' pumpkin. Like the pumpkin cream cold brew, pumpkin spice signature latte, and more. America runs on Dunkin'. Price participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
There it is.
Say pumpkin. 10 times fast. Pumpkin. Pick your Dunkin' pumpkin. See, that's a... tell you what, they brought a couple in studio. They were really good. Really good.
I think I need to repeat those words to warm up for each broadcast.
Right.
Elocution. Diction.
What was the one you struggled with? It was the
pretzel crisps,
right? Pretzel crisps.
This was all during an NFL Patriots broadcast.
Crisps.
Oh, my God.
So 2:20 to go here in the third.
Yeah, land that plane.
I can't believe that.
Well, that's a long time.
That all went on during a Patriots game.
Wow. Yeah.
It does sound yummy. You're talking about a sponsor now.
They should do a tongue twister.
He must have thought you were saying something negative about
No. I was laughing at myself.
I would like to know what Sosie's actual
warm-up is.
Elocution drills are. The arsonist had elongated feet.
Tengue used to do those, too.
The arsonist had oddly shaped feet.
You know, Zoe's got a big birthday coming up this year. He might start qualifying for, like, the discounts at places like Dunkin'.
Are you the double nickel this year? Wow.
Yeah, I don't act like it.
No one would guess it, but you'd have to maybe get one of those AARP cards to carry around.
Well, you might catch a kickstart.
You're like, proof.
You might have to...
Give me my discount.
You might have to lay off some of the cosmetic procedures if you're going to get anyone to, believe you.
No way.
Okay. No one's going to believe
you. Keep coming. I know. Shoot it up, man. Shoot it up. How many needles are you bringing? I need two vowels. I don't want that forehead to move. Move your eyebrows. I can't.
You're going to be looking like Brady soon.
No. I'm not getting no cheek implants.
All right, that's it for...
Just a filler.
That's a filler. That's it for Sounds of Sunday.
Thank you, Artie.
That's a good one, Artie.
Now, let's get back to your calls on yesterday's Patriots win. More thoughts on that coming up. 617-779-0985. Don't go anywhere.
Mixed with fall spices. That sounds really yummy.
Looking for hope?
House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Opinionated.
Aferius is nautical.
And passionate.
Ignorance is bliss.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It is now, in fact, a third and a long two, short three from the Steeler 20. Pittsburgh spending its final timeout. 1:51 to go. Harris the single back. Smith. Humphrey. Myers tied to the right. A give again to Harris. Runs it left. And a dive to the 15-yard line. And that's a first down for New England. And no more timeouts for the Steelers.
And do you know what those previous two plays were? It's the zone blocking stretch run to the left. They unload it for the final two running plays of the game. And it works there.
Six 1 7 7 7 9 0 98 5 is the telephone number. I didn't catch a lot of TNR this morning, but I did know that Joe Murray was yesterday hot on asking if Mac is the guy or if Mac is good enough. Right, this is something he's been talking about quite a bit over the last 24 hours. Milliken, are you laughing at that? What's? Oh, is he laughing at something else?
Something else.
Okay.
What, old pictures of himself?
I don't know what it was. He's laughing.
What?
Can I just say this today as we defended Mac earlier in the show and wasn't a response to Joe? I just don't want to do that right now. I don't want to grade him after 2 weeks when they threw a new offense at him.
Yeah, and it hasn't looked good.
Because the last time we saw that guy in a playoff game, I know they got their asses handed them in that game.
He showed up.
Because they couldn't stop Buffalo. That guy showed up in a playoff game, and that guy showed up in games last year over their winning stretch. So I just want to slow down on having to make that declaration today. I don't know. I don't know if he's the guy. I can't tell you definitively that he is, but I can tell you I don't want to make that determination today because I think he's better than what he's shown us the last 2 weeks. You've seen him play better than what he's given you the last 2 weeks. There are things that should give you some understanding of why he's struggled over these last couple of games. So that's why I'm hitting pause. I feel like he's been put in a bad spot. And yeah, I think that's impacted some of his throws. I think mentally, he's got a lot on his plate right now. That's what I do. Does this sound a little bit like excuse making for him? It does.
And it's
but
he's got
I don't care.
He's got he's got really decent people around him when they have a full deck. Like when you got both tight ends, you got all your receivers. Say Thornton was healthy. Like, you could say, okay, you could go into games and we could operate with this and the two backs we have. Like, we really like Stevenson and Harris. Okay, he's got some stuff, but you got to have good game plans. He's got to manage it. He's got to get the team in right positions. And I've seen him alter plays and do that through 2 weeks. So I think that's an advantage that is trending right for him, which is good. He's not comfortable totally yet. But I think now you have, you know, Steeler defenders talking about, yeah, he knew what we were doing. He got out of bad plays for them.
But then there's also this question, as you see it phrased on the simulcast, if you're watching, and that is, has he shown you enough to prove to you that he is the guy? And I would say no, but I had no expectation of knowing that answer right now. I mean, the entire thing is that you've got to find out by the end of year three, because that's when contract...
It's three.
Yeah. That's when contract things right. can come up. That's right. when you have to start talking about the future. You've got a three-year window.
That's why we said
to prove you want to commit to the guy. You've got 3 years to do it.
Okay, how about this, though? If you go back to the middle of the seven-game win streak or five games into the seven-game win streak last year, and I told you,
You think there's a chance by week two next year, Mac Jones could have proved to you he's the guy by then? What would you have said?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no.
The way this kid's playing, the way this team's going,
if he kept it up over that entire stretch, yeah,
so
I think
you've managed your expectations based on the way last season ended and the way camp ended this season.
But they made drastic changes. Josh left. But like, if I asked me at that time, Josh would still be here. And
no, listen,
you see the progress.
He hasn't played well.
Obviously, sometimes you know sooner. With Patrick Mahomes, you knew sooner. That's an elite-level, top-of-the-sport quarterback.
He's a special
player.
He's the best guy in the league.
Mac Jones, we know this. He's a starter in the NFL.
Yep.
The question is he ever going to become an elite one or not?
Yeah. I mean, could you get him to play better than Tannehill? I mean, look at the problems Russ Wilson's having out in Denver. Would you think they're second-guessing things?
Who'd you take right now, Russ Wilson or Mac Jones?
I mean, it's Russ Wilson based on experience.
The question would only be, how long do you really get the best of Russell
right
Wilson?
That's the issue. But this is why it's such a huge year for Tua in Miami. It's the third year, and this is why this is why Flores knew at the time, whether people thought Flores was right or not, pulling Fitzpatrick when they were 5-3, he's like, we've got to find out about Tua. Like, we've got to get him in. We need games.
Sure,
we need to know. He knew they're not a Super Bowl team, but we need to know if we got a franchise quarterback.
Michelle in South Carolina, go ahead.
Oh, wait. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Holy crap, guys.
Hell yeah.
I'm mad at all you. How are you?
You're good. Mad?
Yes. Hey, McCone.
Yes?
Well, you better tell that Polly dude, if anybody gets, he said I got played by you, Hattie.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Well, you know what, Michelle? It's funny you bring up Paulie. He's called our program director like 8 times today.
Yeah, and Paulie doesn't understand our relationship, Michelle. I mean, my relationship with you and your relationship with me.
Oh, McCone and her?
No, Paulie doesn't understand. McCone understands. Paulie doesn't understand.
Tell him I'll play him if he keeps it up. No, I'm
what are you going to play?
Nothing nice.
Yeah.
Listen, when you guys asked me, first, what happened? Did you hang up on me?
No, we're here.
Oh, okay. So listen, that Indy game, okay? So I wasn't ready to give you my bet, and I would have got screwed anyway because everybody was out.
Right.
Did you?
Well, do you have an early opinion this week?
I do, actually.
Okay.
I am teasing the Vikings with the Bills.
Okay.
What?
I think that's
a good bet.
Okay.
You don't like it?
No, I'm just getting all the details.
What are the points? What do you got?
Oh, I just have them. I have them right here. I have the Bills. The Bills are -10. And the Vikings -2.5. I don't have my glasses on.
Oh, well, it's going to be a
but
problem.
But I think they were -2.5.
Okay.
So,
all right.
That's a good bet.
All right, Michelle, we'll do that.
Good luck.
Are you teasing or are you just betting both games?
Parlaying.
I think she's parlaying.
Yeah. Okay, then. Doug in Virginia. Hi, Doug.
Hey, guys. Hi. I was wondering, something I noticed during the game.
I can't really hear you, Doug. We're going to put you on hold for a minute there to see if we can get you on some sort of device that could pick up what it is you're saying.
Like a phone?
Hold it like a cantaloupe.
Yeah. We'll try that again.
How do you hold cantaloupe?
Doug, let's try that again.
The cantaloupe's wrong.
How's this? Is it better?
Mildly.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I noticed something during the game last night, and I'm wondering if Zoe could elaborate on it. It's that pass to Hunter Henry that the national broadcast was saying was a bad pass, was behind him. Sure, it could have been a pick six, but when I saw the highlight, it was a third down play, and Henry was short of the sticks, but the pass almost would have hit the sticks in the air. So I'm wondering.
Oh, this was
maybe
an out on the sideline. I understand what you're saying. They brought him outside motion down in. Okay,
yeah,
you're bringing up a good point here, and I didn't know they did it because I was doing a radio call. But I can't recall where the stick was. Now, that could be Mac throwing for the spot there, but I termed it just a bad pass on our broadcast. I'm like, oh, that was behind him, and he almost tipped it up to where their guy, like you said, almost picked it and ran it back. I'm still going to say I think it's a bad pass. I think he threw it behind him. Because he came, he was, Hunter Henry was outside. He did the Gronk short motion. And they ran up. They did a clear out. And then he did a quick bang out five on a quick out.
After the incompletion, he goes like this to Mac. Here, watch. Oh, this isn't in. But he's on the sideline, and he goes like this, like, sorry. He sort of gives him like a sorry. We're just watching a string of incompletions now. We'll get to it. It's in here somewhere, but it's not going to run long enough for you to be able to see.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to it.
So we'll get to the bottom
so
of that.
So maybe it was on Henry.
Someone will probably ask about it. Maybe they did today.
Well, it'd be great. Like, we didn't get reviews quickly up in the booth. We didn't get anything. So.
Jake in Boston. Jake.
Boys, Hardy, I actually agree with you. Yesterday was a win. I'm not ecstatic about it. You don't start the season 0-4, which is a good thing. I think it further emphasized T.J. Watt is the league's best defensive player because Pittsburgh wins that game if he plays. As for Mac, it would help his cause if he did fewer commercials and his marketing team weren't putting the pressure on him as the face of the team. Arbella, Noble, it's every third commercial now this season. And then one other thing happened yesterday. I know it won't get mentioned if I don't bring it up, but since I was right about it, Becky Hammon did what Amy Odoka did not do yesterday and win a championship in her first season as head coach. Her Las Vegas Aces team, they closed out that series against the Sun yesterday. I know it's WNBA, but that team had a killer instinct the Celtics didn't with MA. Becky was always the right choice, and now she's got the ring to prove it.
I saw the recap. I saw the highlights. It was a good finish. It was a good game.
WNBA is not a bad product, folks.
It's not bad.
It's very watchable. Yes. What are you shaking your head?
No, I've never seen it. That's all.
I mean, I didn't sit down and watch the game, but no, I watched the full highlight package. It was good. It was okay. Good finish.
I mean, I know he's talking about that, but back to his point about Mac. What do you think? During a week, he's shooting commercials. That stuff's been in the can for months.
He's the quarterback of the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Whether it's Mac Jones.
Remember the Bledsoe Big Mac commercials and the Papagenos? Like, that's
Mac Jones or anybody else. You're going to take all of that.
Yep.
I don't fault him for that. Yep. Get your money, man.
Noble's very big with the Patriots, and he's wearing it. So get used to it. Get used to the commercials. They're going to do them.
By the way, speaking of fringe sports, did you happen to see, I asked T-Bone and he scoffed at me, did you happen to see just the highlights of what happened at the end of the golf tournament yesterday?
I didn't scoff.
I just said, no, I'm a normal person. I was watching football. And
okay, I didn't watch 1 second of it live, but it was the craziest.
I didn't see it either.
Okay, so.
Wow. Let's talk about it after headlines.
I'll tell, and I swear I won't take more than 30 seconds to tell you.
Then
but
can you go in there and beat him up?
I want you guys to watch. I'll tell you what to watch. Go on the PGA Tour Instagram, and I'll show you the two things to watch so you can see how it finished.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
That's it.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
At Fitz Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Here are Zolak and Bertrand.
Where else does that happen?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Wow, he's not done yet.
Not done yet at all. And I am not sure that I believe what I just saw here.
I don't.
It is Max Homa who defends and wins the opener of the PGA Tour season here in Napa.
This game never ceases to amaze me.
I mean,
incredible.
Now bumping back with a golf highlight on a football Monday. Now this is now we got a show.
Choke City.
So Danny Willett had the tournament won.
Willett.
He had thrown his approach in on the 72nd hole. Max Homa was off the green. I think he found a fairway bunker and was short of the green. So Max Homa needs to, you know, chip it in for birdie, which he's not going to do. Oh, whoops, he did it. Max Homa chipped in for birdie. Now he's technically tied for the lead at whatever under par they were. Yeah, all right. Danny Willett, again, Masters champion, former Masters champion Danny Willett, all he has to do is sink a putt from 3.5 feet to win it. He didn't. He lipped it out. So now, now knock this thing in and go to the playoff and see how that works out for you. No, misses the comeback putt, loses the tournament, 3-jacks it from 3.5 feet. A difference of about $600,000 between first and second.
Oh, that's 3-jacking it.
So that hurts to begin with. Okay. But it was crazy. It was that tournament. It was over.
If we're going to do non-football for a couple of minutes here.
Sure.
Email from Tyler Campbell who says, we kind of have to talk about the Red Sox, right? I don't care. Stop. Oh. Plawecki was cut, and Eovaldi, and Milliken will tell us if this is accurate or not. And Eovaldi, a team leader and one of the last members of the 2018 Red Sox, came out with some shots at Heim about letting core locker room guys like Renfro and Schwarber leave in free agency. Renfro was traded, but whatever. After the win last night, they blasted Plawecki's song in the locker room. Heim must have loved that. Safe to say that the locker room hates their GM. They hate their coach. No. Team underperforming, lost locker room. The GM should firmly be on the hot seat. He better put on his big boy GM pants and have one hell of an off season.
Oh, that's that. I'm standing there watching suck face with that woman.
Yeah, so we talked. We had Kevin Plucky on the podcast last night after getting DFA'd, and we spoke with him. Of course, he didn't want to really say one thing one way or another. Basically, my entire outlook on this, I don't really think it's about Kevin Plucky himself. It's just about the past year and a half. And with Nate Eovaldi, those were shots. Don't take it any other way. Mentioning Hunter Renfro, mentioning Kyle Schwarber. The veteran leadership group here has felt some type of way for a year plus. It really goes back to the trade deadline in 2021. Those kind of complaints got silenced because of the run they went on. But between JD Martinez asking for an extension earlier in the year, Nate Eovaldi basically doing the same thing, they're unhappy. Christian Vasquez getting dealt. And I think Kevin Plawecki is just, it's one of those things. It's been building and building and building, and we've seen these leaks. He's just the next version of that. And that's why you have guys, you know, complaining. Do I think it's something they should really be that upset about? No. Nate Eovaldi, you've made 18 starts this year. I appreciate it. You have like a 4.15 ERA. Rich Hill, you have a 4.70 ERA. JD Martinez, you're having one of the most disappointing years of your career. I understand complaining. I do. I think Heim Bloom definitely needs to work with his communication skills because the way he's handled these veterans this year, they all dislike him. There's a problem.
Robots don't communicate.
And that's the problem. You need to be able to branch that. And if you can't branch that, yikes. But this is a whiny group. They've been whining throughout the entire season. It's just the vibes are horrendous.
Take this song with him.
You got to clean it out. And I will say that report about this song last night, it did come out this morning that it's part of their post-game playlist. Do not take it that they were sending shots.
Well, yeah, it's been a song that they play pretty often, right?
After a win, this is what they play.
But with a little extra special, turn it to 11 for Plawecki.
Yeah.
I don't care about what Nathan Eovaldi thinks of the GM. I don't care one bit. I do care what Alex Cora thinks of the GM.
And that's where I'd wonder.
That's what I care about.
Where some of these comments are flooding in from.
You know how we always say Bill Belichick can speak through his players, sort of sets a mentality, sets a mindset, if you will.
It's a directive.
And his players sort of take that and. You can hear Bill Belichick speaking through his players. Maybe we're hearing Alex Cora speak through his.
And that's the scary thing. There is a disconnect with this veteran group. And whatever you want to say, have they been whiny? Yes. The fact that they are all against him and aren't really on the same page as him, that speaks to a communication problem. And you can't have that going on here. It's a bad look, especially going into an offseason. We're talking about where you need to spend this money. You have $83 million, if you don't include James Paxton's $13 million, to spend before hitting that first luxury tax. Do you think other guys around this league that you want to pay are going to look at the Red Sox right now and say, oh, I want to be part of that?
Oh, that looks like a great place to go to.
No, hell no. Nobody's going to want to look at that. So you better start by paying Bogarts, you know, kind of wash away some of this, figuring out the Devers extension and that. But JD, Nate, Rich Hill, all these guys out the door, they're saying what they have to say, but they know they're not coming back here either. And one guy you haven't heard say it, Michael Wacha. You know why? Because they want him back.
Patrick's in the car. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about Bill. Over the years, he's always preached, you know, I'm going to do what's best for the team, team-first mentality. But ever since Brady left, I look at a few of his moves from, you know, maybe keeping Hightower and a few other veterans a little longer past their expiration date, bringing on Matt Patricia and Joe Judge to run an offense, signing players like McCourty, you know, over market value. And I really wonder, and I want to ask you, do you think that he's gotten a little bit away from his philosophy of, I'm going to do what's best for the team? Because to me, it seems like he's doing what's best for Bill. And he wants yes guys around him, we're going to conform, and it may not be what's best for the team.
Thank you. I mean, like, the only really, really like, big move that stands out past the, hey, they didn't have a plan for Brady, which they obviously did not, was like in a recent year tagging Joe Tooney. Like, what are you going to do playing a guard for $12 million if it's not your year? And you kind of knew it was in your year. That was a big one. But, like, you got to keep guys like Hightower and those guys around. Like, if or you'd be in trouble as a team. You know, you need some of those veterans. Like, they lack some of that veteran leadership of guys that know what it takes to get to where they need to get, and that means be a contender. Like, keep saying it. There's only three guys left. McCourty, Slater, and Slater's a special teamer, no offense, and David Andrews, that know how to get to Super Bowls and knows what it takes and knows what to put in. There aren't many of those guys. Every year, like, you know, going back 6 years ago, they had about 28, 30 of those guys. Roster to roster to roster to roster, because you're a contender every year. And those guys knew what it took. They knew the walkthroughs. They knew the pacing of everything. They knew who you had to play better against. They knew which divisional games you got to win. They knew all that. It's almost like you're learning again on the fly with a new group.
Jeff in Nashua. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, boys. Hi, McBone. What an entertaining Sunday for the NFL.
That's unreal.
Party, nice Lions win. I love it. Raiders, classic. And Josh, you can't change the long-established culture and the greatness of the Raiders. The silver and black's commitment to excrement is real, and you don't lead the league every year in dead ball penalties just because. The Patriots, great win. Anytime on the road, final drive was exceptional. And finally, after how many years, Gunner finally makes his most impactful play for the Patriots. Great. And then Jimmy G. As you boys well know, Jeff and Nashua has been so fine with how the 49ers have handled the situation. Good soldier, waiting for the opportunity, playing for the next contract, and being a great teammate. But what was crystal clear when he came into the game was the team responded, and the offense was just all of a sudden fluid again. So the fractured ankle is the best thing that actually could have happened for Trey Lance and the 49ers and Jimmy. But the players obviously love Jimmy, so I love me some Jimmy G. Thanks, boys.
All right. On the Raiders, I just can't get over the fact that with 12 minutes to go in that game,
they're up 20.
They're up 23-7. And they couldn't get a stop. They couldn't get stops in the fourth quarter.
That's what they said. Their gave defense up those is the issue.
Two touchdowns in that fourth quarter, but it's not all of that because they had a 5-play drive after the first touchdown. Like, this is where you can win on offense.
Yeah.
Stay on the field. Do what the Patriots did at the end of their game yesterday. 6.5-minute drive. Game over. You know how you know you can't win? We're not going to give you the ball back to win. That's where the Raiders could have won. Yeah, their defense let them down, but their offense didn't help either. They couldn't put anything together in the final minutes of the game to keep Arizona off the field. They just couldn't close it out. Ryan in Hampton. Ryan. Can't do that. Reigns and Revere, Ray.
Yeah, guys, I'm concerned that the Patriots don't have the right scheme.
and players for what Mac's bringing to the table. He throws 50-50 balls outside the numbers down the field. 2 weeks in a row, we saw one get intercepted. The other one goes for a touchdown. Brady makes that throw all day. He won the game yesterday hitting that dime to Perryman. Mac doesn't have that arm. I look at a guy like Tua who doesn't have the arm either, but he's got the game breakers who get open immediately off the line of scrimmage and hits them in motion. You know, I don't think they're going to be anything other than a below average offense with their current scheme and talent set. I'm going to hang up.
All right, you might be right. You might be right. It's up to them to, again, smoke and mirror it, man. Find out what you do well. You knew that the stretch run, that zone block, wasn't too good in preseason, so let's scrap it until we can perfect it. Let's go back to the old school trap stuff. They did that yesterday. They got better yesterday.
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.sporting.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Opinionated.
I do like crushed haddock.
And passionate.
I took a piece of haddock one time and I ran over it with a tire.
More headlines in 30
minutes. It's like a haddock pancake.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaways brought to you by Wake Up Needed Weight Loss. Remember, everybody is different because everybody is different. Learn how your body reacts to foods. Let a Wake 180 help yours. Everyone's different. Lose the weight starting the very first week. We have bone
to bone
to bone.
What do we get?
We got something on cargo shorts and jerseys.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez. I'll tell you, Pittsburgh is big on everyone having a jersey. Like adults.
Sure.
Everyone needs to have a jersey.
And it's not, there's nothing wrong with that here.
No, it's accepted. It's an accepted practice that all the adults go to the game in jerseys. It's a thing there. I don't know why, but
you know
it
why?
Is.
They don't wear cargo shorts there.
That's why.
It's big jeans.
That's
big
how we draw that line from A to B.
Jeans.
Oh, how, what do the jeans have
good
to
point.
Do? What do the jeans have to do with jerseys?
Because I don't have to stare at your stupid, you know, ashy bright white calves with your socks pulled halfway up.
What does that have to do with the jerseys?
On. It's just like some, is it something with some guy that's standing there with a cargo short standing around a fire drinking a beer? Just looks goofy.
You
know what I'm talking about?
No.
Not quite.
Like all the guys had jeans on yesterday.
Okay.
Some had shorts.
Okay.
It was warm.
They're all wearing jerseys, though.
Yeah. It's Pittsburgh. They had a lot of, a lot of really
it.
Good players.
Still okay. Look at it.
Over the years, you know?
They don't wear cargo shorts.
I think I cracked it.
Jerseys.
I think I cracked it.
What is it?
If you're only going to be allowed one fashion faux pas, Zoe says they wear jerseys in Pittsburgh as opposed to in New England where they wear cargo
it's
shorts.
It's the combination of the Patriots jersey with the cargo shorts that drives me absolutely insane here.
Oh, so I didn't
it's
have
been
it.
So. There's not one man on air here that wears cargo shorts. He has shorts on. You have a nice pair of shorts.
I got to be honest with you. I think cargo shorts are pretty dead at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean,
now, I still
5 years
couple,
ago, even though they were supposed to be dead, they were still alive and well.
Oh, we had two tech guys.
You don't
Saturday,
see
them
very often anymore.
I still have a couple pair. I'll wear them to out first thing in the morning, walk the dog, whatever. You just grab something, but I should probably get rid of them.
I was in a Steelers press box, and I was going to the bathroom behind Dennis. Dennis had cargo shorts. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but he's an engineer. He's got all kinds of doodads he has to keep on him.
Does he?
But he doesn't.
Connectors.
There's nothing in the pocket.
Wires.
Trinkets.
Think Felger, wires.
Think Felger would ever wear cargo shorts on Nantucket?
Got to have one of these in there at all times. Woo! We're back tomorrow. Felger and Maz are next.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special event disclosures for full details.